is going on, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking tariffs and trade wars because it matters to you and your pocketbook in a big, big way. To refresh our recollection, during Trump's first term, a type of trade war did actually get ignited. Now, it wasn't as broad as what would be expected if his just announced tariff plan for increased tariffs on Canadian, Mexican, and Chinese products going into effect. But the last time around, it wasn't just soybeans. It was American whiskey, orange juice, motorcycles, some auto parts. Those exports plummeted. Again, there was this domino effect. It was a bad deal. Also, economists have analyzed what occurred to for consumers after the first rounds of tariffs during Donald Trump's first term. And indeed, those costs were passed on to consumer. Here are some facts. Again, more than one third of the stuff that we buy, imports, come from Canada, Mexico, and China combined. That's going to make all of that stuff more expensive nearly overnight. And this, consider this. We export to those three countries over $1 trillion worth of U.S. goods. So if they engage in retaliatory tariffs, those U.S.-based manufacturers aren't going to sell as much of their stuff in those other countries. Again, it's around $1.5 trillion of imports from those three countries, $1 trillion of our exports. Again, you see lower supply that leads to price spikes. You can see bankruptcy and job losses. The industries that will be impacted by these tariffs, again, just Mexico, China, and Canada, those are tens of millions of U.S. jobs. That's what we're looking at. And oh, by the way, these very tariffs would violate the terms of the North American trade agreement that Donald Trump himself negotiated back in 2020. So, you know, there's that. The Mexican president announced this morning that, of course, they would engage in retaliatory tariffs. So they've promised to do that, the thing that I am very concerned about. And just to be clear, listen, the importer of the product is who pays a tariff. So it is the U.S.-based business that pays the tariff when a good gets imported from China. So when they then turn around and sell that product to you or sell it to a manufacturer that uses it in a part in something that you ultimately buy, they only have three options. They either eat the cost of the tariff, right? They could try to force the foreign supplier to eat the cost by negotiating a lower price for their product. That's very hard to do, especially when you have longer-term supply or demand-based contracts set up. And lastly, the easiest way is you pass the cost on to consumers. That's what happens. Auto industry experts are calling this a five-alarm fire for the auto industry. Really, really spooky. Let's go to the phone lines. Brendan, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you, my friend? Hey, Brendan, you there? Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hello. Hey. Sorry. So when it comes to those tariffs, thinking about it from a middle-class perspective, wouldn't it be better for us to have the Chinese and other foreign countries, maybe not Canada and Mexico, but certainly countries like China, make less money from them, have us be in less debt from a foreign country like that?
So what debt are you talking about? This is not governmental debt, right? This is private. Yep. You are you talking about like a trade deficit?
Yes, from a trade deficit.
So trade deficit. Yeah, trade deficit. Great question, Brendan. Thank you so much. Trade deficits themselves aren't really a big deal. It doesn't indicate a plus or a minus for a country's overall GDP or even for middle class families. It matters, are the businesses that employ middle-class folks in this country, are they going to stay open? Are they able to pay higher wages, right? The things that impact your pocketbooks. My argument is, once you place those tariffs, those companies are going to sell fewer products. When you're selling fewer products, because your supply costs have gone up, guess what? You don't pay people more. You fire workers. I predict there's going to be job losses. So just to be clear, the trade deficit itself doesn't really mean much from an economic perspective. It does matter if and how businesses are paying their workers and whether or not they're going to be employing more or paying them more. And that's fundamentally the problem here, as well as the fact that your dollar simply will not go as far as it has in the past. Last point on this, and again, great question, Brendan. When you think about trade deficits, Donald Trump keeps saying, well, like, I'm going to bring all these businesses back to the United States. That doesn't happen overnight, if it happens at all. And there are many businesses that are so now enmeshed in the supply chain with the labor forces, with production in these foreign countries. They've invested a ton that it's impossible or very difficult and at best slow for them to bring their businesses back here stateside. Dick from Madison, you got about 30 seconds, my friend. Have at it.
Building products, especially lumber, the last time I had a friend who's a builder, it kind of stifled that too. And what it's going to do ultimately is it's going to turn around and spike inflation again. Yeah. We're just now rounding the corner towards, I don't know, I just don't quite understand what happened.
Yeah, it's going to be economic chaos, and it is not going to go well for the middle class. Economic chaos always taxes, both metaphorically and literally, the middle class most and worst. I'm going to give a shout out to many of the text messages. When we come back from the top of the hour break, we can complete this conversation. We're then going to be joined by Dan Schaefer, political editor of Civic Media.com.